Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
This is a pretty easy riddle to solve. Are you guys ready?
Riddle me this.
I'll riddle you this, Kristen, Mo, Abby, Cassie. How do you know that you are over an ex? Totally over an ex. How do you know?
For me, I've always felt like if it wouldn't bother you to see them with someone else.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine was like, it doesn't bother you to see them at all. Like, you hear their name, you see them, and it has literally zero effect on you emotionally, good, bad. You're just like, you're indifferent.
For me, I do this thing when I get a little wine tipsy as I go in the bathroom and I lock myself in there for 10 minutes while the rest of my friends are in the bar and I just stalk their social media. I know when I don't do that anymore, I'm good. I'm clean.
But it's same for me as for Kristen. Once I hear their name and I feel nothing, like, no pain, no sadness, no jealousy, no anything. Then we're good.
That's pretty much exactly what I was going to say also. When you couldn't care less.
Yeah.
They could be sitting right next to you making out with somebody and you're like, I don't care. Couldn't care less. So Liz here hits us with an email saying she doesn't care about her ex anymore. But does she? Does she really not care? Hey, Liz.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all? Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're going to make you jump through a couple of hoops here first. So tell us about the relationship with the ex and tell us why you wanted us to test him while he's in a different relationship last night.
All right. Well, you know, the ex and I, I thought things were good, you know, for a long time. And then, you know, it ended with the fact that he cheated on me. You know, obviously we just didn't recover from that. And, I had always thought it was, you know, when we were going through the breakup, that it was a one-off thing. You know, I believed him when he told me that. But then I felt as time passed afterward, going through that aftermath, I feel like I picked up on signs and like realized like little things like that maybe it wasn't a one-off thing. Like I had this sinking feeling that there were other people and, you know, it's just hard to get over that. You just feel like a fool. You feel, you just want to know exactly to what extent you've been a fool to get to the bottom of it. I thought it'd be a great idea to get your help and see if he follows for Instagram scam because I'm sorry. So he's with the girl that he cheated on me with. So that doesn't feel good, but
of course not.
I wonder if, you know, they legitimized it. And so I wonder if is he just a dog? Does he do this to everybody?
How long ago was this breakup?
It was like 6 months ago.
Okay. And you guys were going out with each other for how long?
We were going out for like a year or two.
Okay. All right. So that would still hurt. Okay. So this isn't like a completely like, hey, I'm over this guy. You feel like, when we tested him last night, if we give you the results and he is indeed cheating with his new girlfriend, that won't hurt you as much because you're like, hey, it's not personal. It's this dude.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know, maybe a little like karma, you know, like a little satisfaction of karma. I mean, I guess that's terrible to say, but I don't know. I don't necessarily wish her well. It's true.
Does she know he was taken? Like, was she with somebody that she knew was in a relationship with somebody else?
If she didn't know when she Like, if it was a one-off, I don't know. But if it was going on, I mean, she certainly knew afterward. You know, she, mm-hmm. I mean, I have, yeah, I know that she knows since the breakup.
That she was a side piece, turned into a mistress, yeah. turned into uh-huh. a significant
she got,
other.
She got upgraded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's off the bench now. Yeah. Now she's a starter. So yesterday when we were talking.
She got called up to the bigs.
Or the littles. We don't know, but he's got some. Liz, yesterday when we were talking about this, we were all like, you know what? We should do this for her, but she has to promise that she is not going to reach out to the now girlfriend and say, hey, I just want to let you know he is cheating on you. I don't know if I feel that strongly about that anymore.
Oh, well, okay.
How do you guys feel about that now, knowing all the details?
We don't know all the details. We know her side of the details.
Yeah, because we have no idea what he was telling her and what was going on.
Yeah, we have no idea what he was telling this other chick.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are we saying?
It's hard to say.
We're saying
do with it what you want.
No, we're not saying do with it what you want. We're saying you get this information, you can't be reaching out to the other woman if he is indeed like a philanderer.
But it is a free country.
Technically, yes. You got me there on that technicality, Bert Weiss.
Okay. All right, Liz. So we did indeed test him last night, and we went the Instagram route. And Kristen can take it from here.
Yeah.
All right, so you gave us his Instagram handle, and my friend slid into his DMs last night and sent a thirst trap with the following message. You up?
Ooh.
And there was no response. So she let it breathe, and then she sent a follow-up DM about 20 minutes later saying, wanna play? He did respond, and he said, I think you have the wrong guy. And she responded, no, I don't. And he responded, yes, you do. And then she responded, I can make you the right guy.
Ooh.
And then he responded, no, thanks. And, you know, we don't give up that easily. So she continued, what? You got a girlfriend or something? I won't tell. And then he responded, I don't have a girlfriend. I have the one. And I'm not about to jeopardize her for you. She responded, harsh. He responded, facts. And then he blocked her.
Okay. Whoa. So with that, how are you feeling?
Oh God, pretty awful.
Well, okay, let's look at this a couple of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So, yes, he did screw around on you, and that is bad. However, he appears to be with a woman that he's very serious about, right? So it's not like it was a superficial cheating type thing. Is there any kind of comfort in that at all or no? It's worse?
It's worse.
What? Yes. It's way better. If I'm going to get cheated on and dumped, it better be for the one.
Right.
It better not be for the one.
That's what, okay.
I just don't want to get cheated on, period. But that's just me.
I'd rather you just be a serial cheater and do it to everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You cheat on me and then the one that you cheat on me is the one. That to me is like a bigger dagger to the heart.
Okay, when we come back here, we're going to debate this because I am really stunned that the room is split on this. Either way, Liz, so now you've got your answers. Yes, he was messing around on you, but he seems happy now, so do with that what you want, okay?
All right, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.